beloved and holy and only child of the one creative being of Source. Allow yourself to feel the love that you have for each other, the love that is truly your nature. Beloved one, thank you for sharing and guiding in this morning, allowing ones to think with the mind and then to come to the place of the heart. As you were putting this all together, there was an order to it, and the bringing together at the very ending of what you term the meditation, coming to that place of oneness within, focusing not upon all of the outer, but focusing upon the love, the being that you are, the energy that goes out farther than you can imagine. Know you how far your energy goes? To the farthest star and beyond. That is how powerful you are, each and every one of you. You say, but, oh, Jeshua, it's just me, and, you know, as was spoken by your most beautiful singer, musician, sometimes you feel a bit, and other times you feel a bit, out there, allowing your energy to be shared. This and the sharing, the energy coming forth, is one of the things that comes with the music that you love to have, the feeling of the tones, the vibration of the tones, and you come totally. I have seen you, each and every one of you, even if you would not admit it, you get a certain rhythm going and you feel this music as it is swirling around you, and you find yourself swaying perhaps in it, and you say, oh, okay, I'm supposed to be sitting quietly, but you cannot, because you are in tune with the vibration of all. When you go out in your early morning and you look to the sunrise and you feel the energy of a new day awakening within you, when you go out the very last thing in the evening and you look to your heavens and you see the stars and you are one with the energy and light of the stars, truly what you are agreeing to, taking in, is part of yet all of your beingness. And you have a saying that is used in one of your advertisements, and there is more. And there is. You are the energy of spirit. You are the energy of knowing that you are not limited to the body. I feel that something has fallen off. Aha, here is something. Okay. It maybe will stay. I will need to... He's laughing. He's saying, I will need to speak to Judith about her ear ring. Okay. Oh, most wondrous being. And sense of humor. Because there are times when you go within yourself and you say to self, self, we weren't completely wise in what was said. I could have said, did you ever say that to yourself? I could have said afterwards, and you do the scripting as to what could be, and yet that which comes forth in any moment is exactly what was supposed to come forth. You mean I didn't make a mistake? No, you never make a mistake. Self-talk will say to you, oh, you shouldn't have said that. Why did you say that? But in truth, you know the divine scripting of being. And that which comes forth from you is as a cue for others to make judgment of themselves sometimes, make judgment of you as you are speaking it. And yet all of that is so delineated, so small, that it is not you. What you will be experiencing in this week is the coming to recognize the largeness of you, not the smallness. You have been taught by the world that you are just the body, maybe some of the mind, maybe some of the talents that you have, but that is all. That is not all. That is what you are channeling from the infiniteness of you, the infinity of you that goes beyond personality, body, all that you even say, well, I've had all these lifetimes and all this training, etc. Yes. And what about the lifetimes, the beingness that you have experienced in other realms, other universes? Oh, but I didn't do that, Jeshua. I've always been on Holy Mother Earth. I've always been here. Think again. Some of you are getting into the place now in your meditations where you leave the body and you travel to the farthest reaches of what is and what will be and what has been. The allness of you is not contained, we have said this many times, by the body, not in the mind, surely, not with the personality that you think yourself to be. You are much more. In this moment, you are playing in the meadows of our Father, Mother, God. You are playing in the spaceship that is going between Holy Mother Earth and one of the other planetary beings' bodies. You are the space brother, space sister, space being that does not resemble the human body and does not have to be. You are the intelligence of the Creator. What this week is going to bring you to, hopefully, is the understanding and acceptance that you are much more than what you have ever thought yourself to be. You are much more than what you have ever been. This is most wondrous, whatever this thing is doing. Okay, whatever. Much more than what you know yourself to be in this mind. Now, the mind is wonderful. The human mind is wonderful. But it is not all of you. You are more than you can understand in this mind, in this point of being. Thank goodness. Yes. And that is why there are times when you are in what you term your meditation, you feel that, Jeshua, I went somewhere. I don't remember where I went. But I went somewhere, and it felt so expansive. Of course, you are allowing the limitation of humanness to be released for a moment or so, and going into a place of the allness that you cannot describe. There are no words for it. I know that some of you have had that exalted feeling. And you have come back and you have said to the best friend, you know what I experienced? It was so great, but I can't put it into words. You'll just have to go there yourself and then you'll feel it. And they say, okay, okay, it's okay. But you have allowed for a moment or so the limitation of the humanness, which is great. Now, human being is wondrous invention that you have made for yourself. But it is but part of you. As the intermediate initiate, where you are intermediate, going between, you are allowing some of the limitations of what you have been taught to fall aside. As my beloved friend and teacher was saying to you about remembering all of the lifetimes when she was a nun and wore the black and perhaps a bit of white, you are allowing now some of the limited understanding of yourself and who and what you are and can be, to be released, to let it go. You are saying, this is me. I am this and more. She speaks to me sometimes as to my casualness. Yes. All right. Yeah. Okay. Getting down to the basics of things. This is what you are wanting to do, is to get to the basic nature of you. And the basic nature of you is music. You have heard of the harmony of the spheres. You have heard, you have even experienced in your times of meditation an expansiveness that for some of you who have the inclination have taken on tones of musicality and even beyond that. And you have then come back very quickly and you have said, whoops, I was getting out there too far. I do not want to be out there at a place where I can't get back again. That will never happen. So I encourage you, yes, to allow the limitations to fall off, to be peaceful, to be exhilarated in that peacefulness, and to explore all that you can take in any moment. Be the music that you hear. All of you, from time to time, you hear the music of your being. Allow yourself to resonate with it. Allow yourself to go outside of this. Now, this is wonderful. The body is wonderful. It allows you to have what they call the existential beingness, these words, of where you know yourself to be more than the body. And I know that for all of you, because you are now intermediate, you have had the experiences of going beyond just what is understood to be human. Now, I'm not putting down human. It is something that you have developed in your own thinking to be perhaps a bit more encompassing than what you knew when you were on the forefeet or when you were swimming or whatever. You have a graduated value system as to the pyramid, and you have placed yourself at the top. Well, I will share with you that the whales and dolphins, the birds, the tigers, the llamas, they put themselves at the top of the pyramid. And it is great because it is the extension of God, what you call God, the extension of allness, of all that you can imagine and more. This is where you have come from, that tiny spark of the spiritual infinite. And you have done what is a miracle because you have brought it all together. And you have said, I am this. And more. And more. You are at that place now where you are wanting to know, what more am I? What more can I experience? Where can I go? And you do this in the meditative times. You do this in your oneness with the musical tones where you are lifted out of the small self and you go to the realms that are, again, in the harmony or disharmony that makes for harmony. And you know what I'm speaking of. Okay. You are allowing the expansion of what you have called self with a small s into the place of capital S self. And you've said, I don't know where all these realms are. I don't know what is contained in the different realms. But I know that there are other realms besides this. Now, this is good, especially when you fall in love. And when you come to the place of being in love with everyone you meet, in that place of the unlimitedness of seeing the value of each one who stands before you or who speaks to you on your most wonderful. I see these small things and people, I see you being fascinated by these small things which take you out of yourself. Because you can be speaking to someone, as you have been doing in this day and time, with ones who are halfway around Holy Mother Earth, somewhere else in another time zone, you have just understood that, into a realm of expansion. Explorers that you are, and this is what you are. You want to know what more is there. And with that one thought, that one question, you break forth out of all limitedness into the possibility of infinity. And that, beloved ones, is your divinity. You are divine beings. You are infinite. You are creators. You have worshipped lifetimes your creator with a capital C. But the creator that has been made has been so great and wonderful that you have put it outside of yourself. You are, and everything is within your knowing, within your beingness. That is how great you are. You have a musical piece. How great thou art. Okay, it is your theme song. Please, for the next few days, make that your theme song. How great I am. Not one Yeshua, but you, one Eva, one Daryl, one name?
Glenn.
Glenn, yes. Oh, I love, excuse me, I sidetrack here. I love the glens, the quiet glens, the trees, the whispering of the wind as it comes through the leaves, rustling in the trees. Sorry, I've got off topic, but that's okay. You love it too. Yes, and stop when you are at that place and recognize I am the creator of what I am experiencing. My God, I am the creator. Oh, Joshua, I thought I was only this big. No, you are much, much more. You create your reality. Now you have heard that said over and over. And if you don't like what you're creating, create anew. Change. Stop. You full stop, period. You full stop. And you breathe. And you choose anew. You have the writings that tell you to do that. Every morning or night when you awaken, take the deep breath. Don't just rush to get out of bed and do something. But take the deep breath and behold that which you are about to create. And say to self, self, what would I like to experience in this day? Oh, well, I'd like to meet up with friendly beings who acknowledge that they are adventuring and that they are adventuring in love and in peace. So be it. The world that you see most times and is reported to you on your news, and it is not new, is of sorrow, drama, energy that is not together, but is at war with itself. Allow yourself to say, okay, I have been there, done that. I have done that. I don't need to have another day of that. I am going to breathe, and I'm going to smile. No matter what seemingly comes to me, as from out there. And in truth, there is nothing out there because you are creating it. And if you do not like what you are creating, stop, breathe, choose anew. Okay, you have textbooks written on the subject. You have had manuscripts from eons of time ago that you copied as the wonderful clerk that you were, and you copied and you copied, and you said, but that is outside of me. That cannot be my experience. Yes, it can. Where are you now? You are in an allness of ones seemingly apart from you, but mirroring back to you that which you are. Everyone who has been tuned in this day is you. You would say, well, okay, maybe it's an aspect of me. It is, and even more. It is you. That is how vast and wonderful you are. Everyone you have seen on your computer and up on your screen, everyone is an aspect, now I know you can accept that much, of you. Move one more degree and recognize, that is me. I am Josie. Oh my God, I am Josie. Oh wow. Okay. And Josie, yes, answers you back and says, yes, yes, and I am you. You are all that which you are creating in that moment. How do you create? Here is the bottom line, truth of your being. You are creating out of the God energy that you are, the sea of being, the ocean of being that you are, in every moment. And the miracle that you do is to say, this is me. This is all of me. Well, maybe a little bit of personality on top of that. But this is me. And there is more. I love one of your, is it grocery stores, that has a slogan, and there is more. And there is. You are expansive. Take in everything you can take in. All of your science fiction that you love. I know there are ones of you who love the science fiction space stories. They are you. They are you in expression. And you love to sit and watch or to read about and to say, wow, this is really a great adventure. I will share with you, in that moment, you are, and you have felt this, transported from where you have been sitting into that reality that you say, well, it's just something I'm making up or something I'm reading in a book. But it can't be me. Why not? It is you. If you are taking it in and feeling that you are experiencing whatever the hero or heroine in the story is experiencing, that is you in that moment. You are the adventurer. You are the explorer. You are the one who has climbed the highest mountains in Switzerland. You are the one who has gone to Antarctica, and you have been in that ship that sailed there and landed there, and you got out as the explorer, and you said, what is there here? This is something new. I want to see. And your heart opens. Why does it open? Because it is a reality, lowercase r, a reality that you are living. You are connecting in that moment. But Yeshua, it's just in my mind. And what is the mind? It is the doorway to yourself, capital S. Everything that you read about, everything that you experience on your far vision, your television, is you. You are creating it in that moment, and you are having that experience, and you feel it. And sometimes when you get into a really scary place with something, and the heart starts to pound, and you know that you're really feeling it, you are. You're experiencing it. Oh, but that's somebody else having that adventure. That can't be me. In that moment in time, what is time? It's an invention that says from here to here. That is a time interval. Okay, so be it. What is time? It is an invention of yours to say that from here to here is a certain interval of time. How do you measure it? Well, first of all, it's how long it takes me to go from here to here, and mentally, maybe how long it takes me to accept a new idea. Sometimes that can take lifetimes. Okay. Yes. But eventually, as they say, the penny drops and you are there. Okay. Most wondrous beings you are. Allow yourself in your meditative times, go, adventure. Let the limitations fall off. Okay, I want to go to Mars. Okay, you in your most wondrous inventiveness, you have established that it is possible for the Mars rover to go and experience the seeming surface of Mars. Okay, the farthest planet in this solar system. And there is more. There are other solar systems. Oh my God, you mean all those stars that I see at nighttime and ones that I don't see, they are all suns of other universes? Ah, Jeshua, you have to be pulling my leg. There can't be that much. Why not? Why not? If you can think it, it is. Wow. That's a bit overwhelming. That is why you have been, as the shepherds that you have been, fascinated by the nighttime sky. When you would sit with your sheep and you would look at the heavens above and all of the twinkly stars, and you would say, oh, they're so beautiful. I wonder where that light comes from. It comes from you. The light that you are. Wow. Oh, that can't be, Jeshua. I can't take that in. I mean, that's too much. No, it is not too much. You are ready to hear that. You are ready because you have already experienced it. Take that to heart. You have already experienced being on any one of those twinkly lights. That is how great thou art. You have put that for eons of time outside of yourself. You have said, well, there's a great being up in the heavens, up in the sky somewhere that looks after me. And I'm glad he does. Why he? Okay? There are civilizations that are feminine, who look to the heavens and say, she takes care of me. Of course. Doesn't have to be any delineation. You are the creators. Jeshua, you just spoke something. If I were what I used to be, the nun, okay, I would slap you really hard. Okay, and you have been there. You have done it. You have been the object that got slapped. Oh, my God. Oh, you know? Okay, been there, done that. Now I am saying to you, you are much more. Allow yourself in your quiet times. Put on a piece of music. This is most transporting oftentimes. Now, not everybody likes music. That is why you have so many different kinds of music. Pick one that you can be in vibe with. Okay. One that you can be one with. And something that uplifts you, perhaps, transports you somewhere. Some of the classics, perhaps. Some of the modern music that really moves with the times. Huh? Whatever. Whatever moves you. Put it on. Close eyes. Go deep within. The tones, even if you do not have the hearing, feel. Put the sound up really, really high so that your next door neighbor comes over and says, what's going on over here? Okay. So that the apartment or the house is vibrating with sound. Allow yourself to feel the sound. Sound is great. You are making, creating every bit that you experience. Oh my God, Jeshua. Maybe you can do it, but try it. You might like it. Start with something that is maybe easy that you can be at one with. Yeah, okay. I've seen all of you put on a piece of music and start to move with it somehow. Great. Be one. I don't have to tell you that with the music. Be one with the music. Each and every one of you have this innate quality, innate being in you, okay, inborn in you, to resonate with the music. I know that you've been taught that there are certain ways that you have to express yourself. Throw off all of the chains of what you have been told you should like, be, exhibit. Throw those off and actually move to the music. I love to watch your young folk. They are not stuck into a certain routine. And you look at them and you think, well, what are they doing? But they're really into it. They can feel the vibe of it, and they know that that is coursing through their veins, and they are one with the music. And you look at that and you say, now where was that written? And they say, up here and here. I can feel it. Jeshua, I can feel it. And they will take your hand and they will move you through it. And you get a knowing of letting all of the boundaries be released. And that is healing. That is wholing. That is bringing you to understanding the whole self, at least moving out of the small understanding. Now, it doesn't happen all at once. And don't get upset with self if you aren't really grooving with the music. You don't have to. Put on a piece that you can groove with, that you can feel one with, that doesn't render all the senses in a place that is numb or whatever, but into a place where you can be one with the rhythm, with the music, the melody perhaps, and find yourself maybe singing in the daytime a tune of some sort, something that comes back to you, and you say, oh, I remember that. You may be there doing the dishes or whatever, and the toaster pops up, and you say, oh, that reminds me of dum-da-da-dum. Yep. Whatever. Each one of you will have a different reaction, and that is good. Each one of you is as the spark of light. And you say, well, Jeshua, I can kind of accept that. Maybe a spark. I'm not the whole of the sun. Well, actually, you are. But start with something that you can accept. Okay, I can be the light of the candle. Yes, I can be the light of the candle. A little flame, perhaps. I can be the birthday candle on the birthday cake. I can understand that. I can be one with that. Okay, start where you're comfortable. But know that even in that moment, you are creating that which you experience. You are creating that candle flame. You are creating that big searchlight, as you will know that you are one with the searchlight. This is truly what you are. You can take that. Oh, a MasterCard. I love the MasterCards. Yes. Know your potential of a MasterCard? You can go anywhere with your MasterCard. Most wondrous. Thank you very much. Yes, yes. Perfect on cue. Don't go anywhere without it. Exactly. Take your MasterCard and off you go to other universes. Okay. Right on cue. Master spaceship, exactly. I can't go on the spaceship. I don't have my MasterCard with me. Oh, yes, I do. Here it is. The relief, the release when you're in laughter. You will let the boundaries of what you have thought self to be, the self, expand. That is what this time right now is about. This week that you spend together, it is about looking into another's eyes and seeing self. Wow. What you have experienced. Oh, my God. Spaceships. Wow. Oh, barbarian that you were. Yes. Yes, you. All of you. Where you have been. What you have experienced before this lifetime. Wondrous beings. Take that to heart. Take that in. And know that this reality that you are experiencing is but part of one of the facets of the diamond that you are. If you have, and you do have, opportunity to look at the cut diamond that reflects light and sparkles, there you go. Know that you are that and more. You are the light of the diamond. You are reflecting the inner light of you to universes. You are turning on your light and you are saying, I am this and more. Thank you, beloved one. If ever you want to know, look at the gemstone. If ever you want to know, look into another one's eyes and see the light in their eyes. See when they twinkle and you've told them a joke or a funny and they wrinkle up the eyes because they're laughing. It's so funny. Ah, Jeshua, I love that story. Allow yourself to lighten up. Whenever you get into a place where you feel so heavy about something, tell yourself a joke. I have recommended the very first course, 101, is to go out and purchase a book of jokes, of humor. Yes, you remember. Did you do it?
I have several around already. So
oh, good. Okay.
That was a reminder.
Yes, to get it out off the bookshelf.
Yeah.
And open it up and say, I remember that one. Yeah, that was kind of funny. There was this man, and he was going to market, and he had these three sheep behind him, and et cetera. You finish it. It's open-ended. Yes. Very good. You do this, and when you do this, the heart opens. That which you may have been thinking right before that as a judgment or as a, oh, I've got this to do and I've got that to do, and so forth. And there's a joke that comes up, and for a moment, you expand. You throw off all the boundaries, and you think, oh, you know, that one, I really laughed at that one, Jeshua. I really liked that one. If ever you get up in the morning and you feel really, really down about something and you have to go somewhere you don't want to go, get out the joke book. Tell me a joke. And if the first one doesn't bring laughter, go to the next page and tell me another joke. Until finally, we, together as one, which we are rolling on the floor in laughter because it's so funny. Joshua, I haven't heard that joke in a long time. Okay. They say laughter is contagious. Yes, and it is. Even to self. Self who says, you know, this is a day that I've really been dreading. I have to go, etc. I have to go to the doctor. I have to go give a speech. I have to go to work. I have to go see these people who are going to be judging me. Actually, nobody ever judges. Do you know the judges are sitting there and they've got their mind on other things? They don't even care. But you think, oh, they're going to see all my faults and failings. They're not going to like me. They're thinking about what they're going to have for lunch. Yep. That's how important you are. But you are important. You are the creative ones. That is what this week is about, is coming to that place of understanding and accepting that you do literally create your own reality. And then you judge it. So the next time you get into a pickle of some sort and you say, this is sour stuff, step outside and say, maybe look at it this way. Or if you don't like it, throw it in the rubbish. Start over. Okay. Because you can. Joshua, you mean I can? I can throw that all away and start over? I'll try that. Next time I get into a certain pickle of some sort and it doesn't feel good and it's really, really sour, or somebody's trying to give me a pickle, smile. Because you can. Smile, and they will wonder, what is she up to? What does she know? And they have to stop and breathe. And you have to stop and breathe and choose anew. I have someone here who is very loving, who wants to speak with you. I travel everywhere with her, and I have said to you many times over, how would you like to not be able to go anywhere without your mother? Everywhere I go, there is my mother. But the beauty of it is love. Everywhere we go together, there is love. So I would allow her to have a few moments to speak with you. Beloved ones, gentle ones, children of my heart, it is in love that I greet you. In love, I have carried you. In love, you have carried me. In the heart, there have been times when you have been troubled and you felt that there was no way out, that which you were experiencing was so horrendous that never could you come through it. And in your training, I will call it, in your teachings, you have been taught through various indoctrinations to call upon me as the mother. And you have called upon me, and I have answered you. I have come to you, and I have said, beloved child, child of the one source, you are loved. Never can you be outside of that love. Never can you be outside of my love. Never can you journey to a far land that does not know me and that which we share. Always you are loved. Loved of the Father, yes, but loved of the Mother as we have traveled together. And I have seen you in times when you have railed against the world, when there were questions that did not seem to have answers, times when you wanted to be loved and no one around you could see you, the true you, and love you. And you have called to me because your training in certain lifetimes has been to call upon me. Yes, and as beloved Mother, I have answered you because I love that which you are. I love the light that you are. I love that which you are exampling to the world that so needs a mother's love. For truly, you are all mothers. Even though you may have male form, you are a mother to your creations. You are bringing forth and birthing the adventures that you have, and you are mother to those creations. Even to the ones that seem to come back and bite you, you are mother to them, and there is love in that relationship. Call upon me. Call upon me any time when you would be quick and ready to say a word, perhaps of judgment, or when you have that inner judgment that says, I am not good enough. Yes, if you are, and I assure you that you are good enough. Take that to heart and know that no matter what your decisions have been, they have been the right and proper decision at that time. They have brought about the desired effect if it was to be a teaching. And sometimes teachings can be rather hard, especially in the human. And I knew human life. I knew childbirth. I knew judgment of other mothers as to my mothering technique and what there was of it. I knew how criticism could feel. And I bring that forth as a knowing when ones come to me and say, I hurt. Allow yourself to live in love, giving forth love as you are doing to that object of love right now, the stuffed animal, okay, and this one as well. That is why you make for yourself the objects that can be of love. Here, give love. Give love. Feel how that is for you. Do you have a small one? There you go. Most wondrous teacher. Give love. There you go. That is my message to you. Anytime you want love, give it. And in the giving, you receive. So be it. My mother was always very wise. When I would ask of her, what is love? She has said, look to the sheep. Love the sheep. Anything of the everyday experience, allow yourself to be one with it, and you will know love. So be it.